Okay, it's recording.
We'll call this meeting to order. I'll start us off here first and then we'll get our business at hand. Lord, we thank you today for the nice day you blessed us with, God, and I just thank you for blessing this school with the resources, with every student here and faculty member and administrators, teachers, coaches, everyone that's involved here, Father. I thank you. This school is such a blessing, and I just thank you for that. And I pray as we go forward that into our athletes going into playoffs, God, I pray for safe travels to the games back and forth, God, and just help our coaches and students to represent this school as you would have them, Father, and help them just to learn success both on the field and off the field, Father, so that they can just become responsible and fair and just represent us really well, God. And I just pray and ask you for that. And God, tonight I pray that you would help us guide this school, that you would help us make wise, good choices as we move forward, God. And I just thank you for all that you give us. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
So we'll get started and take a minute to review the minutes of the previous meeting. If those are found to be true and correct, we'll need a motion in a second to approve those.
I wasn't here, so.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Kelly made the motion to approve those minutes. Justin seconded them. All in favor?
Do I need to vote since I wasn't here? I mean, I don't know if they're right or wrong. I'll prove them. But. Okay.
You have a right to vote. So okay. Thank you.
If it's wrong, it ain't coming back on me, though.
Okay.
And we'll look over the current bills.
What about our new security cameras? Where did those go? Those replacements.
The nursery.
Oh, yeah.
We put one out there. And we didn't have a speaker out there, so they couldn't hear announcements or anything, so they fixed that. And then
the mosquito control was good money spent.
How come we're just now getting ag curriculum since it's the middle of the year?
Which one is it?
1500 ag curriculum.
Is that their?
You're talking about the $46.
That's a renewal. I think they already had it.
No,
but it was
no,
just an annual.
Oh,
yes, that was a good $46.
Yeah. Oh man.
No, and I think they probably turned it in a while ago. We just got the invoice too, but it was a renewal.
Is that the first time?
Yeah. It lasted.
What was it? I didn't.
Uranium filters. I think it was like 8 or 9 years. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
long time.
Well, like we don't have choice.
No, we have choice. We gotta get it done.
We tried, but.
Yeah, I'll leave that baby's high, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Uranium filter.
Mm-hmm. That's not the top of it.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, when we first got them put in, they said it would cost about $60,000, but that was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So after 8 years, it came up to $68,000.
Mm. Yeah.
That arbiter pay trust, what?
That's to pay the officials.
Oh, I got you.
Football, basketball, volleyball.
Gotcha.
It saves her a whole lot of time.
So they put it in there and then they pay it out of that? Gotcha.
I mean, it's like a direct deposit thing.
Nice.
And sometimes those guys, by the time they leave, the money already in their account, so.
Gotcha. Well, I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Cody made the motion, Jess seconded, all in favor? None opposed?
Okay, next is for opportunity for patrons to address the board. Mr. Flores, did you want to address the board?
Yes, sir, I do. We had a situation that happened with two kids that were peeing in people's belongings. One of those kids happened to be my son in his football glove. And it came to my attention that he only got 2 days and missed one football game. I think that should have been handled in a whole different situation. I mean, 2 days, my son was in kindergarten, got caught with a plastic toy car in his pocket and got swapped for that. And these kids are peeing in people's stuff, belongings that belong to them. If my son would have stuck his hand in that glove and he had a cut on with piss in it, who knows what could have happened. And they got 2 days and two days ISS and one suspension from a football game. That ain't right. That, I believe, should have been taken care of a whole different way. And I got an aunt that's on the school board at a different school, and I called her and asked her about it. She said anywhere else would have been 30 days DAP. And all they got were 2 days. And I asked other parents didn't know about it. And I was the last one to find out about it. Being that my kid was one of the victims, I should have got a call being told that this was happening. But it was kept quiet, apparently. And I don't think that's right. And I talked to school resources, and they said if we wanted to, which we're not that kind of people, we're not going to go out that way, but if we wanted to, that's a third-degree felony. That's bodily harm with bodily fluids. That ain't right. And for them just to get 2 days ISS and one suspension. I don't even know if they got swapped or not, but if my kid got swapped for having a plastic car in his pocket, I mean, come on now. That's a wrong way. That you're not showing them a good example. Basically, they look at it like slap on the wrist. They do it again, they're going to get away with it. I don't think that would right.
Well, I just want to say one thing. I mean, honestly, Timothy, we don't have to say anything. We just have to listen to you.
Yes, yeah,
but I do want to tell you, those boys were punished more than what you've heard.
Okay.
I guarantee you that.
Okay.
And I guarantee you that they won't do it again.
And there's videos of those kids peeing.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And I mean, I haven't seen it.
I wish I would have got my son's phone because he asked one of the kids. They said that they weren't going to send the video out to him because they didn't want it to get spread around and let everybody know about it. But I believe my wife has a screenshot, and I can get a screenshot of that and show them where there's videos of those kids peeing in people's stuff.
No, I mean, the boys fessed up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just letting you know that they were punished a lot more than what you've been told or that you know.
Well,
I guarantee you that.
I don't know if they got swapped, but come on now. My kid got swapped when he was in kindergarten for having a plastic car in his pocket. Five of them.
Who gave him the swats?
I don't know who it was at the time, but he got swats. I remember. My daughter got ISS because she had missing assignments, and these kids just get 2 days. My daughter did a whole week in ISS for missing assignments. I mean, I don't think that's right. That right there, that pee stuff, that's something you don't joke about. Like I said, if my son would have had a cut in his hand.
It's nasty. My wife,
she runs a clinic. And she told me all the kind of stuff that could have happened if he would have stuck his hand in that glove. And I've talked to other parents, and there's other parents that won't come up and address it because they've had trouble previously with other parents, older kids that they've confronted people, and their kids are the ones that are getting the backfire for their parents coming up to it. So I just want to make this clear that now I'm here, whatever gets out. And if my kids are treated a whole different way because of after this, I'm going to do whatever I got to do, and I'm going to fix it.
Well, your kids ain't going to be treated any differently.
So, but, yeah, that wasn't right.
No, I agree with you. It wasn't right.
I mean, I didn't like it. I don't like.
I wouldn't like it either, and I totally understand. But they were punished a lot more than what you've been told or what you think.
But missing one game of athletics. That's it, because I know the next week we had a home game there, and they were out of the field too. Though. That ain't right. Then whenever I called and asked about it, I was told there's two people that dealt with this, and the way they dealt with it was the way they dealt with it, and if the parents didn't like it, oh well, for us to get over it. And that, I don't think that's the way you talk to a parent after your kid's a victim of having their stuff peed in. You get over it? I mean, come on now. That ain't right.
Well, I understand your concern. I really do. And I'm sorry that it happened. But I do not think that it will ever happen again.
Oh, I hope it don't.
Well, I do too.
So, I wanted to make that clear.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
So, as far as his mom's pretty ticked off. And I'm glad she ain't here, because she would have blew it up. So I don't know. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it now. I mean, it's already happened. It happened, but still.
We just make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, and it's treated the right way. Instead of it being pushed under the rug, hush, hush. Just because none of those kids happen to be one of the varsity's volleyball coach. I mean, come on now. Why didn't I get a phone call getting addressed about this happening to my son? I had to find out a week later after it happened by another parent. I should have got a phone call saying that this happened. And then I talked to some of the kids, or I didn't talk to kids, I talked to a parent, and they talked to their kids, and they said that some of the kids don't want to come up and admit to what's happening in the locker room because there was a deal called the dice game. So they're afraid that if they come up and address the situation that's happening, they're all responsible for those kids' screw-ups, like bad screw-ups like that. That ain't right. These kids need to know that if something happens, they need to go to an adult and be able to tell them and then be okay with it. Instead of them being worried about they're going to have to run or do yo-yos or do stuff like that on the football field. I don't think that's right either.
Well, you can't always believe what kids come home and tell you.
Well, the parents, I've had parents tell me that too.
Well, I know, but I mean, I have boys, and I've been a coach, and you can't always believe what your boys come home and tell you sometimes.
Yeah, you're right about that. And so whenever can't believe, they said that they confronted those two kids and told them, and they admitted to two of them. Y'all didn't know about Aiden stuff until I called and told about it. Nobody knew about Aiden stuff until I called and had a concern about it. Aiden would have never came up and told me, and the reason why he did it is because he knows how I am. He knows how his mom is. If he wouldn't have ever came up, we would have never known. I was told that those kids came out and said that they promised, they swear it was only two kids. It wasn't just two kids. There was more kids that were involved that were victims. So, I don't know. Something needs to get done. I mean, whoever your kid belongs to, you know, we're going to push it under the rug. No, all kids are the same. We should all be treated equal.
I agree with you.
So.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You have anything, ma'am?
No, here to listen.
Okay. Administrator's reports. If you look on the is it the last page? Yes, the last page. Our snapshot count, we had to do that the last day. And sorry, I didn't number the pages this time, forgot. We had 269, and it's broken down into how many was in each class. Last year, at the snapshot, we had 251. Snapshot is also when UIL gets their numbers for realignment. Our realignment, it's the number from 9th through 12th. Used to, we could take a couple of ways of doing it, and we always did the one that was the lowest, and now they just say, no, you're just going to do it this way. And so our UIL realignment number was 69, which means we're probably going to be in Division One for the next two, well, probably from here on out, probably, because the classes after that, if you look, there's, they're all large. So,
so it's moving up?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. See, we're in D2 now.
It may not be a bad thing to stay away from Jayton.
Exactly. And Gordon's graduating all theirs this year, so that's one good thing. So, we don't know what district we'll be in. There's lots of scenarios. Some put us with us in Borden County, O'Donnell, Grady, Sands. It depends on where the cutoff is. Sands may come up with us also, but I don't think they will. So, it is what it is. Thanksgiving holiday, this is November. We have an early release at 2 o'clock on November 21st, and then the holiday would be the 29th, or 25th through the 29th. We'll probably have a football game sometime during that, probably the day after Thanksgiving on that Friday. And playoff games are tomorrow. Our girls are going to be playing very best at Colorado City at 6 o'clock. Very best is the number one team in the state right now. And they're going to be for a long time because they start four freshmen.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be, if we can win this one, the former number one, number two team got beat this past week, so they're out. So if we can make it past this one, we stand a very good chance of going to Garland again. Mm-hmm. So if they do win, then they'll be playing in
Midlothian
Friday at like 5:30, I think. And if they win that one, then they'll play. And this is kind of like the regional tournament. So then they'll play again Saturday against, I think the four teams that, if we win, the four teams that possibly make it up there would be us, Buena Vista, Water Valley, and who was the other one she said?
Harold and Oglesby.
Harold, yeah.
San Joe and Jonesboro.
Yeah, so.
St. Joe.
I think three of them are from out this direction and one's from out there, and so. Why we have to go all the way to Midlothian, the UIL said so, so that's why we have to go. So, but
yeah, where's Midlothian?
It is
from the DFW area.
South of Fort Worth.
Yeah.
It's on the way to Avalon. If you went
to Avalon. On the way to Avalon.
We went to Avalon, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long ways.
Yeah, I think it's like a 6 hour drive, 5.5, 6 hour drive. And they play at 5:30 on Friday. If we win tomorrow night, we probably will not have school on Friday. We'll take that day off to, so people can have time to travel. Because if you let out at noon,
can't make it.
You can't make it.
Not safely.
You know. And
well, Jessica could make it.
No.
You could take your attendance at 9:23.
Everybody go.
Everybody's here.
Deed class profits from a 2024 Harvest Festival is down there below. It shows what each class made and then the total. It wasn't too bad. I mean, there's some years that were more and some years that were less. I don't think there was that many people here as there had been in the past. But they still did pretty well. I mean, you make nearly $13,000. That's not too bad. So, the E is this thing right here. I just wanted y'all to be aware of this. I've already posted this on our website and it's on our Facebook. And I've made posters. I put some up in the concession stand. And there's four or five of them in the gymnasium area down there. I just wanted to let y'all be aware of it because if somebody does get kicked out, it's a law. It's not Steve McLaren's law. It's not Klondike's law. this is a state law. And if a school allows, if you read that second or that next to last paragraph, their schools are also allowed only three such incidents before they risk losing home officials for future games. So if you have three people in three separate, or you have a person in three separate games, different games, get kicked out, yeah, officials say, we're not coming to your place to referee anymore.
What if it's a spectator from the other team?
Side, well, it says it has to be from the home team.
Okay, I didn't read
now,
that.
Now, a spectator from, say, from Grady, they'll be kicked out.
It counts against them.
Well, I don't know if it counts against them, but they'll have to leave.
You're right.
And I really do like this because I think this is. And I wished, hindsight's 2020, I wished I would have announced this the other night at the football game for both sides, because I can't hear a lot up there in the press box, but I heard that, I mean, there were some people on our side that were too bad, but I heard that Sands was also, there was some that were. But, you know, that's a rivalry game. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean,
we can hear them through our headsets.
Really? The people on the other side?
No, the people on
our side. On our side? Really? Well, we had that air conditioner going up there, so we couldn't hear anything. So, but I just wanted y'all to be aware of this. Like I say, if somebody comes to you and says, you know, Mr. McLaren kicked me out. Well, no, Mr. McLaren didn't kick you out. Senate Bill 2929 kicked you out. And they don't get to go sit in the lobby. They have to leave. They can go sit out in the car, but you know, that's the way it goes.
So can they be removed before we get to this?
Before the official what?
Yeah, they can, yeah.
So you yourself can go remove them and say, hey, that's enough.
Our principal handled it very well.
Because the
let them have it.
You got them out before the official made the call, then it doesn't. There's no.
No, this says it says this law allows game officials to immediately.
I'm getting at.
Like, yeah, but if I did it, no, it wouldn't count.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right. They strikes.
Right. It won't count as one unless they just
that
become.
That only counts if the official of the game.
Right. So unless they just become very.
We need to take care of it before they
right.
do.
Yes.
Now, Sands has a deal that they you know, it's like, okay, the first time, you know, you get to leave, and then, you know, you're going to have to come visit the superintendent, you know. And the second time, you have to leave, and then you don't get to come back to the next game, you know. It's kind of like three strikes and you're out. You know, these are adults. They should know better. I mean, you know what I mean?
You think.
Yeah. So, but.
Well, when you've got kids on the quarter field, I know your emotions can get out of hand sometimes.
And then the last thing, well, there's two more things. One that's not on here, is the Shack committee member suggestions. Want to thank y'all for giving me all these names and everything.
Better late than never, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I didn't want to call all of them. I just thought, and the one thing that I do want y'all to remember is that it, according to the deal, that the majority has to be parents. These down here in the school staff that are on the left-hand column, those are the ones that I mean, I didn't pick them, but it does say that the PE coach needs to be one that has to be on there, and administrators. Now, Brittany Brandt, she's a registered nurse. I figured she would be on there, and then when we hire somebody, that person will also be on there too. And then Rosalinda, because a lot of it does have to do with nutrition and all that kind of stuff, I figured she needed to be on there. So you're talking about 2, 4, 5 people there, and the majority has to be parents. So I just want you to realize the more we add, the more parents are gonna, I mean, you know.
I just throwing names out there.
Oh, I know, and I'm just, I mean, and that's why I didn't want to call all of them. I just want to get a few to call and see if they'll were willing to do it, you know, and everything.
How many do you want on there? Like, is there a number? Or
there's not a number. It just says the majority has to be parents. That's all it says. I guess, you know,
when we did this before, how many think was on there, Janae? Maybe.
I didn't think it was 15. Majority parents.
Well, they didn't. Like, I don't think. Well, back then it didn't have that, but they've changed it.
Okay. We didn't have. I mean, you don't really need a ton of people because
it's just kind
of
oversight.
School health advisory committee.
Five of these, and you've got to do six of those.
You meet once, twice a year.
One. And,
well, you know, those papers that came home with your kids that that gave us the right to check their temperature and do all that kind of stuff. That's something that we did have a short shack committee meeting and approved that and everything. They do stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But
if you're going to have the five school staff that you're talking about there, and a majority has to be parents, that's going to be six of them.
Mm-hmm.
You do one community member, you got 12 people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And that is majority parents. But
I mean, if you want, I can just start at the top with the parents and work my way down to the first five and then do the same on the community members. So if I wouldn't call Jessica though. And do that one and just
see how many, because not everyone is going to agree
to do it. I mean, like Josh Freitag, I think he'd be a good one, but I just don't think he has time.
Yeah.
You know.
Lauren's right there. She's on the list.
Yeah. So, I mean.
So what is the time frame of getting this finalized?
Well, I could call them and then next month we'd vote. You know, I'd bring my recommendation and y'all would vote on it. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
You may do that?
Choose me.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Great.
I appreciate that.
Easy.
And the last thing is, and I apologize to Kenny today because I told him I was going to put this on the agenda and I didn't because I just plumb forgot. So it's nobody's fault but mine.
Steve, going back to this, you said you're just going to call the first five?
Well, if there's somebody you want me to call, I'll call. I mean, okay. I don't.
And some of them are going to say they don't want to be on it.
Yeah.
Go down there and think you've got enough.
Yeah. Oh, everybody got one?
Yeah, I do now.
Everybody got one? But this is a quote from a coastal country. You know, our little ski hill we got down here, you know, that ski jump we got down there going
the
down
ski
there.
Slope.
Yeah,
on the
ski
east
slope.
Side.
You know where Balmorhea's bus got stuck the other day?
Okay, yeah.
This is to fix that.
That's too steep, yeah.
That's to fix that.
I guarantee you hit that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even after you put the sign up.
I know.
Grady did it.
And we're just watching him like.
I'm just like, oh my gosh. Did he not?
Can you not read?
I meant to call Leandro.
If you leave it there long enough, my receiver hitch is going to cut it out for you eventually.
Groove it out for us.
Yeah.
But I do think
it needs fixed.
It needs to be fixed. And
are they just going to change the angle of it? Or?
It's going to come up 24 inches from the lowest point, and then it'll be a gradual incline. And what that's going to do, it's going to build it up. Like if you're looking at it from the concession this way. And so you're going to have edges. So we're going to have to put concrete on the edges to feather it back down to the ground so it won't be just a drop-off. So it'll still be safe.
Right. So you're just going to build it up, build that whole
and
area.
And put a drainage culvert right there.
Underneath it.
Uh-huh. It's going to be take a lot.
Because that's the deal, that little drain to make the water run through there. You hit that, that's like you'll knock your teeth out if you're not paying.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
And coming back to that side, there is a electrical, what is that thing right there? It's not a transformer.
Is it not?
Whatever it is. So we're going to have to go almost all the way to there with the concrete because that's a drainage area. And every still has to work on it a lot.
Oh yeah, that's why all the rocks and everything is up there, and it's
so it would address that too.
The problem is it don't look that steep.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't look that steep till you're on it.
Until you try to walk up it.
Or go start down it. And you're like, whoa.
And I know that's a lot of money, but it's not going to get any cheaper, and it's not going to ever fix
it. No, it needs fixed.
And if we've got if we get concrete workers and concrete trucks out here, another drainage, well, it's not an issue, but on the south side of the field where our driveway around the field meets up to that farmland right there, well, if there is drainage, then there is some water that does come off right in the middle right there. And Evaristo has put some rocks right beside the drive. Y'all know where I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, on the south end.
Yeah, and that's already building up with dirt and weeds and stuff. My suggestion is, if we've got concrete workers out here, let's move those rocks and pour a landing right there. So instead of rocks for the erosion.
The sand won't catch it.
Yeah, so it can just go out into the field.
How far do we have to the south there?
It's about 10 feet, 12 feet.
Yeah, something
like
that.
It's not very far.
Okay.
That way we'll keep the tumbleweeds off.
And it would look so much nicer when you're coming in and going out right there instead of that pile of rocks. And that's just a suggestion if y'all want to.
Would we need to contact the landowner and ask them?
No, I think it's on ours.
I was going to say, I think that it goes to where our land is.
Basically,
yeah,
where the
just
grass
on ours.
Is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we just pour a slope there and dive it off to ground level right there. And so we'd be done with all the wires right there.
Yeah.
Well,
good.
And we can't vote on it or anything because it's not on the agenda. Because stupid me, forgot to put it on there. But
Do we have to vote on it? Doesn't it have to be under?
No, it's got. If it's over 10,000, the board has to approve it.
Oh, I was thinking it was more than that. Okay.
No, it's 20. It's 50,000 for.
That's what
I was
thinking.
Well, okay. we're nearly done with football season. You're not going to want to start it before then, anyways. So.
Exactly.
We can wait till next month.
Yeah, you got to get that point
right
there. Right. Uh-huh.
But if it was a couple of thousand dollars more to fix that drainage deal, y'all think that's a good idea or a bad idea? Should we pursue that while
have a separate quote? We can approve both.
We
one
can do that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Do you want another bid or no?
We don't have to, but we can. I mean, if you got somebody else that.
I mean, I don't have anybody off the top of my head, but I don't know if you wanted another one.
I mean, more
this
than
guy's
merrier.
Done a lot of work for us, this Angel, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And he's done good work, too. But, I mean, the more the merrier.
Okay.
That's one thing about these houses I've gotten.
Some bids.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, they're not due until the 17th, but I've already gotten two, I think. I've had two people come out and look at the place, and three. I did have one today from is there a place up around Fort Worth called Richland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, had somebody from there.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, said they're building some houses in Crane.
Hmm. For the school or just?
They didn't say. They didn't say. But
was that? I saw a pickup that was one of those ready-built home builders.
That was Bob Custom Homes or whatever.
Yeah,
that was the son.
Oh, that's the ones that got mad at us, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, me and him had a visit about that.
What's it called though? It's something different though, right? It wasn't Bob's.
Bob's Custom Heinemann.
Oh, no, yeah, they came.
One.
Yeah,
that's the one I saw.
He brought. He brought their bid. Their deal. He was the dad, the old man.
Okay, that's and, what I was. Because I was like, he wasn't Bob's. But I knew because we talked to him.
Yeah, they're the ones that built the ones at Grady.
I think they did some for Borden County too.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well he just mentioned Grady. That's all he mentioned to me was Grady's. So
cool.
And then Leandro called me and told me that they'd done a good job for them and everything. I told the old man, I said, if you do it for Grady, you're not building for us. All right. Any other questions about any of those? Okay, seven board actions. The first one is consideration and changing of the board meetings and those 3 months. You should have a paper that looks like this. I didn't, when we talked about the other board meeting the first time, I didn't have the basketball schedule. And so I would like to change the one in December. It was originally the 8th. Move it to Thursday the 11th, because on the 8th there is a junior high basketball game at Dawson, and I know he'll be gone to it. And
on the 11th.
And then on January the 12th, moving that one to the 15th, because the same thing, we have a junior high game here versus Loop. And then on February the 10th, moving that one to the 12th, because on that Tuesday, we have a high school district game here against Grady, and it's senior night that night. And I need to be there, and just because it's a district ball game and it's against Grady. And
mm-hmm.
So, and that March 9th that's highlighted there, that originally said March 10th, but it's supposed to have been March 9th.
Mm.
So, y'all have any questions about that? I mean, we can keep it the way they are, but I would just rather change it because...
Well, that way everybody can come to the meetings, right, and make their kids' games.
That February one, does it have to be changed to the 12th? What could we do, like the Thursday before, by chance?
We probably could. I mean, let me see what's...
What is that, the 6th? No, I'm in the wrong month.
February the 5th. That would put really close to me getting the minute or the reports out to you by the time you got to get it posted. But I just don't know that I could get it to him before he has to have it posted.
Yeah, because I'd have to post it.
That's my only thing.
Like the second. The Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, and I've done that before. There's been times when mm-hmm. the bills and everything, I just handed them to you at the meeting.
Okay.
I can have them by the meeting. I just don't know that I can have them by the time he needs to post it.
We're not required to post them.
No.
That
no, the only thing that needs to be posted is the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's up to y'all. I'm supposed to be in San Antonio that morning.
There is
12.
Nothing but Peyton's birthday on that day, and I'm not going to the birthday party, so.
That's up to the rest of y'all then. I can make it either way, but sure would be easier if I wasn't.
Is that fine with y'all? I mean, it's up to y'all. It's fine with me. I don't have a problem with it.
Is there anything on the school calendar on that day?
That's what I was looking at. I've pulled up what I have, and I don't see anything on there.
As long as it's not going to put too much strain on you.
No, I mean, I just wouldn't be able to get them to him. It's no problem having the reports ready by the meeting, though. That's not a problem at all. Let me look at the calendar, though. What date are we looking at?
February 5th.
February 5th.
Joys of technology.
Mm-hmm.